Two messages have come in relation to the price of fuel. This listener said at Strathfin it was 2.35 for diesel, Clane it was 2.29 for diesel, and it was 2.10 on Friday. And final message here says, if there's no price gouging, as the Taoiseach says, how can the price of diesel go up three times in a week in a garage that doesn't get two deliveries a week? That message comes in on 0833 97 97 97. You can keep the texts and voice notes coming in there. You can also call us on 0458 98 999, or email us studio@kfmradio.com. But as we were saying, in relation to the fuel prices now, work is continuing in the government on finalising a package of measures to relieve the high fuel costs brought about by the US war in Iran. As prices for fuel continue to rise and pressure on the government to act grows, it's now clear that the interventions being planned will see prices for motorists reduced at the pumps. It's understood this will involve a cut in excise duty on every litre of diesel and petrol sold. There will also be a reduction in excise on green diesel used in the agriculture and marine sectors. Joining me now on the line is fuel proprietor Conlon Centra Depot and Ice Cream Parlour Director Adrian Conlon. Adrian, good morning and thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show.
Hannah, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're joining us as a fuel proprietor, one that we haven't really gotten the aspect of, the point of view from yet on the show. Adrian, you've actually said to us on KFM that you aren't price gouging, that, you know, local stations aren't doing it. Can you really explain what is going on for the likes of your business at the moment?
Well, the first thing, I suppose, everybody, including your listeners, we're all being affected by this. So everybody, nobody's unscathed by it. It's turbulent times, it's brutal times, and prices are, to say the least, bananas. I can't speak for all filling stations. However, I can speak for what we do here ourselves and the vast majority of filling stations. One thing I will say before I start on this, a portion of what I'm going to say here is going to be absolutely refuted and denied by some of your listeners. So I'm only going to tell you what I know based on our own experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'll answer any question that you have based on our own experiences. So it's not going to sit with everybody. And I'll just answer it as honestly as I possibly can.
So, yeah, well, Adrian, that's kind of the point of the discussion this morning, is really just to get your side of it. And of course, in relation to fuel prices, everyone has an opinion on it. Certain people will believe certain things. It's really just getting the aspects of everyone. And for you, it's a great chance to get them on the airwaves this morning.
Well, last week, a very high-profile lobbyist who works has done work for the government with a charitable institution and other works that he would do, put up a very wildly accusing post on TikTok. And I know the gentleman concerned, and I worked with him years ago doing stuff, and I found him to be, you know, I value his opinion. But he put up a post on TikTok the other day, and it infuriated me that there's price gouging going on everywhere, I guess, maybe. And I applied back to him, because I have his details. So I replied back to him with a long text, and I offered him, being in the position that he is, to come down, and I'll show him our cost invoices and our selling margin, and when we put the prices up, and whatever the case may be, because I said that what you said was grossly unfair, castigating all filling station owners the same. And also, his opinion carries an awful lot of weight. Today, I haven't heard a word from him. Right now, this guy would be able to walk into a government office, but so it maddened me so much, because he put his opinion up there not based on any fact. He assumed that what he was saying was right, and I felt it was very, very disingenuous, and it wasn't based on any fact at all. So I offered to go to him with all the information, showing him our cost invoices and when we change our prices. And I haven't heard a word from him. So that's an example of the type of thing that as filling station owners, we come up against, right? Mm. So there's varying sizes of filling stations, and there's varying types of filling stations. And if you bear with me for a minute, so there's some sites that are what they're called company-owned and company-operated. So they would be owned by the likes of Circle K, and they would have a manager in there, or Maxall or whatever. Then there's other sites that are company-owned and dealer-operated, where the company owns them, but they would rent them out to Paddy and Mary Murphy, who rent it and do a great job of it. And then there is a dealer-owned, dealer-operated. So we're a dealer-owned site. So we're independent of the oil company. And we run at the shop to the best of our ability and employ a lot of local people. And so with that said, then there's sites that are close to Dublin, and then there's sites that are in the Midlands. And when oil companies are scaling the prices that they're selling fuel at, they have different charges for transport. So that affects our cost prices. So that's basically, that's the logistics of the whole thing. Then the other side of it then is, it depends on your storage and your filling station. Some sites have huge storage. Like the motorway sites, the new ones that would be motorway services, they have massive storage. So they can hold, I don't know how many they have storage, but they have huge volume throughput as well. So while they might have massive storage, they also have massive volume throughput, because they do what they call bunkering, where they'll be storing for trucks and then for cars and whatever. And then sites like our own, like our capacity is about 4 days. So we get a load on a Monday. You'll see another trailer here from Texaco on our site on Thursday stroke Friday morning, because that's all we have capacity for. So when the price goes up, we have to put it up on the next trailer load. And equally, when it goes down, we put it down.
Can
it takes about 3 or 4 days.
Adrian, some listeners might be asking, so you prep every, for 4 days, you get a new delivery in for fuel. Some might be asking if the war broke out and then essentially the next morning the prices had gone up. But if you had had that fuel already delivered 2, 3 or 4 days prior, why bump up the price immediately within 24 hours?
Like I said, Hannah, I can't speak for other filling station owners. I know that if anybody was tracking ours, our price didn't go up. Our price went up when our next load arrived. Because we have a certain margin on our fuel. The margins on fuel in forecourts is very, very small, as can be verified by the AA. Conor Faulkner has mentioned it lots of times. We work on about 3 or 4% margin. But I can't tell you what other forecourts did, but I can just tell you what we did. And the vast majority of privately owned small forecourts like ourselves, we're all the time thinking about the customer and being loyal to the customer, looking after them. So our prices don't change as quick as the fuel did. But you are asking one thing. I'll just give an example. Since we got our last load here on Thursday, right? And since Thursday, I've just done an exercise here, unleaded to us has gone up 4 cents, and diesel to us from Texaco has gone up 16 cents since last Thursday. Now, you put the VAT on top of that, that's 20 cents, right? Now, we're 225 today at the pump, so we'll be 245 if we get in a load. I'm hoping that we can wait until Wednesday. So then we'll have the fuel at the new price. So we're going to try and stretch it out as much as we can now until Wednesday. And hopefully there is going to be changes tomorrow night. And I would welcome these changes. And so would other filling stations that the government are going to introduce. Because while there might be some unsavoury practice by some filling stations, the vast majority aren't. But just because people don't agree with it doesn't mean that the people that don't agree with it are right.
And of course, I think the anger probably is stemming from the fact that fuel is not really something we can choose to spend our money on. For many people, it is. We have to buy it every few days, every week, in order to get to work, to make appointments, drop the kids to school, whatever. And that's why a lot of people are really, you know, complaining about how high it is, considering how much we have to get fuel all of the time. Some listeners, Adrian, are asking why it's going up 3 times the prices. Now, I know you can only speak from yourself. This listener is asking, I'll quote it directly, ask him how it can go up 3 times and only 1 or 2 deliveries or less a week.
I don't know is the absolute honest answer, because I can't speak for anybody else. But I will answer it this way. We got our load in here on Thursday. And on Thursday, we were advised that there was a price increase coming on Thursday. So our load was based on the advice that we got on Wednesday, what Thursday's price is going to be. So there was a price increase on Thursday for Friday. There was a price increase for Friday for Saturday. And we've got another price increase this morning, Monday, for tomorrow's deliveries. So if we were to track the price increases, we'd be changing our prices every day and we'd be making loads of money. But we're not.
How much?
Our price hasn't changed.
How much would you be making now, Adrian, at Conlon's there in Athy?
Okay, so the vast majority of businesses in the country would tell you to pump off when you ask that question. It's the very same as asking a farmer how much money he made last year, right? It's none of your business. But I will be upfront and honest, because we have a limited company, so you can win in whatever it is. But our margin today is a little under 6 cents. Now, so I'm going to give you the breakdown on that, right? On the 6 cent then, we have to take... Now, this is not including staff, because we don't have staff on our forecourt. Mm. But out of that then, we take our rates, we take our insurance, we take our electricity, we take repayments on the pumps after buying them new, there's depreciation, and there's other expenses that are related to maintaining a forecourt. And we get 6 cent. So if you put 50 euros worth of fuel into your car today, diesel into your car today, I think I get about 146 or something like that. Like, people say, you know, whatever. The whole forecourt business in the last 20 years has transitioned. Where there was money in the forecourt, it's all gone inside now. That's why we have to have shops, because there's no profit on the forecourt. Like, we would not survive if it was just one individual working on it. And that's whether people agree with it or not, or whether people like it or not, they are the facts, and I can back them up in paper.
And now, looking ahead, I mean, do you expect the prices of fuel to stabilise? We know the government is meeting this evening. Hopefully by midnight, there will be incentives for people now. Do you think the prices are going to stabilise this week, or should drivers be bracing themselves for more increases?
I think the government are in a bind, being absolutely honest. I think there's something that they can do. But overall, there's probably very little that they can do, for the simple reason being that if they take 20 cents a litre off in the excise duty tonight, just for talk's sake, take 20 cents a litre off, or tomorrow, and over this week, the price continues to rise as it is since last Thursday. Since last Thursday to us today, when I place an order for delivery today, it's got 16 cents. So there's the government's 20 cent almost completely gone in 3 days. Now, you'd be hoping, none of us know, and we're in close contact with our suppliers in Dublin and in Texaco, and they don't know either what's going to happen. Nobody knows. It's just the whole uncertainty of the whole thing. And that's what's causing the problem for everybody, including the consumer and the customers. It's just, nobody knows, is the honest answer.